conference, whatever, we will have fun. So we have a sort of organization committee who did something. We have great people coming from around the world. So a lot of thank you. And Gustav will start with an introduction. So organization team, Stefan Töbering, Gustav Neumann, myself, Harald Ullmann, sponsored by Ruhr Leute. So it's always great to have a financial fallback. So thanks for all that. Okay, so have fun, folks. Feel comfortable at any moment. So if there's food, go around. We are cordial here. So but take care. We are streaming, and it is a round camera. So if in discussions you speak, you will also be on the stream. So keep smiling.
Thank you very much. Actually, for this, I'm giving this a first introduction, because in the last years I did a lot of the organization work, and this time I'm here for tradition for this, because I have the slides already, and I'm continuing with this. And actually, the hard work was actually, I think, this time mostly by Stefan, and the second part was tonight. Without all of this, it would be, let's say, impossible. And since we are quite late, I just skip over the slides. I think most of them, you have, I think that at least half of the audience was there already in the last year or 2 years ago. And therefore, I have something skipped fast over the slides. I mean, it's just about the venue, what is the university. And it's a, we are actually some kind of a young university for European styles, and it's a, it was founded by the Austrian Kaiser Franz Josef, and it has a tradition of came to this new campus here in 2013. And this campus is, I think, a very nice idea. It was designed by 8 different architects to reflect more or less the diversity of ideas, which is great for university. Therefore, it was focusing on diversity, on open-mindedness, and responsibility, and innovation. And it was more or less the grounding of the ideas what the new campus should express. Whether 10 years later, 13 years later, it really fulfills these wishes is another story. I mean, for people coming to Vienna, I have here a few slides. And that Bologna conference, just looking at what we can do in Vienna. It's not a tourist guide, like if you're just giving you a few things. I mean, if you want to see museums or whatever, I mean, I would recommend museums, but here it's a place where you have, I think, 4 or 5 museums very close to each other, and nice eateries in between, and it's a really nice place for culture. The Wien Museum is also very nice. It's quite new. It has, for the main exhibition, it's a free entrance, and you see the history of Vienna, just starting from early and over the years. And actually, it has now a presentation about the Donau Insel, the Danube Island. I will come to this a little later, but I think you have to deal with this. I mean, the nicest, best pictures, whatever, script and whatever is in the Albert Museum, just in the art museum, but sometimes it's crowded. Let's say this way, and some is not easy to get in, because they also limit the number of people who allow to attend. The Belvedere is a place, maybe not everybody looks there in the first place, and it's a very nice old, let's say, castle with a park around it, and it has always a very nice museum, and very interesting to see there. There's a Schloss Schönbrunn, and maybe for the evening, if you're here a little bit longer or whatever, there's an open-air film festival at the Rathaus, which is also the free entrance, and there's also places to get food there, and it's just also a very nice village. I haven't looked at the program, what's there, but it's, I think it's quite nice. I mean, Vienna is known for eating, and something which I don't have to introduce, a Wiener Schnitzel, which is it should look like the thing here on this side here. And sometimes you see differently, but there are also other things which are less famous. For example, like a Tafelstütze, the thing which is some kind of like a meat in soup. There's a Zwiebelrostbraten, there's an onion rings on a Rostbraten. Roast beef is not the right translation actually, but the better. And there's the coffee house culture here, and we have this Sachertorte, is also quite famous. There's a big battle there in Vienna, who has the original and the best Sachertorte between Demel and Sacher, and it's a long tradition, and there's a different kinds of coffee here with names which are different than other countries. We have the Melange and Einspänner, which are the historical names more or less. And also we have the coffee houses here, and also not famous for having the most unpolite waiters in the coffee houses, as a tradition, being unpolite. I mean, actually, Vienna was until recently the city which is most unfriendly to visitors. But it lost the first position. People ask what happened, what did we do, what went wrong. And actually, the best explanation was it's the foreigners. The foreigners are responsible for everything bad. Because the foreigners are more friendly than the traditional Vietnamese people. Anyway.
And who's at the first place now?
I have a problem. Maybe some place in Germany?
No. Yeah, it is not.
Oh, in Germany.
German language sometimes sounds to people which are not speaking it offensive in a way. And I think it also pays for this. When it's hot, it's also very nice to go to swimming and chilling. And a very nice place is the Donauinsel, which is the Danube Island. I mean, you see it on the right side here. And actually, it's an artificial island, and the water on one side is filtered with this island. And this is swimming quality, and you have there a 20 kilometer long beach. And also one thing which is quite nice there, it was built for the Vietnamese people, and they have this free entrance, and it was a lot of emphasis on having spaces there where you don't have to consume. You don't have to eat. You can go there whenever you want, and it's free, and it's for families, and it's for the Vietnamese people. I think it's quite a nice idea there. We have also this Gänsehäufel, which is, let's say, it's the old Danube, it's called. It's just the old Danube was scattered much longer there, and it's a place where you can very nice sit there, swim there, you can eat on the water, and it's very relaxed. I mean, there's actually a new pier opening there, just it's very recently on the Donauinsel, it's just on the right side here. And also on the evening, I think it's the Donaukanal, the Danube Channel, which is there. It's quite nice for walking around and sitting out there, and many people are just walking around there. I mean, there's also a very nice bath, that is the Amalie Bath, it's called. It's a Jugendstil Bath. It's very pretty, and I just went last year to it and was really impressed. Many people in Vienna don't know it. But unfortunately, it's currently closed. It's closed until I think September. Anyhow, it's a very nice place, and if you have a chance to be another time here, I really want to think about it. Okay, back to the conference. I mean, we have a tradition here, and you see we have the 22nd Neurotickling Degree User Meeting, and we have now the 13th OpenSS Conference, and both paths were joined together in 2022. And if you look at our participants, and they are actually quite stable, and actually also, let's say, rather was increasing, at least comparing to last year. We have this year 24 presentation and 34 registrations, which is also, you can say, an improvement over the last years. And we have participants here from three continents, and one has to say that majority people from Austria and Germany, but the rest is also very nicely scattered, many people from UK and going up to Hong Kong.
Yes. Why is Switzerland missing the top?
What is
Switzerland? Switzerland.
We missed it on the flights. Sorry. How could this happen? I mean, I got a spreadsheet with the country and maybe it was less. Okay, and our great sponsor is here on Mortgage Markets. It's a company specializing in, let's say, products around OpenACS Navi server, and is, for example, running the largest e-learning environment for Austria. It's available in all of Austria, and I don't know the right figures beyond those, but I think 8,000 schools are there, more or less hosted from one server, which is amazing that it is really scaling well, and it was even more amazing in the times of Corona, where everybody had to rush home, and it was one of the most stable environments in all of Austria, also with more or less huge peaks of users, which were never seen before, and certainly it needs some tweaking there, but it was possible in really short time to get it done. Okay, conference program, we are quite late already. Anyhow, but we have there more or less a program which are many presentations, and in between there you see here the brownish lines with the coffee breaks, and we have lunch, and we have there at the evening our social event. And I mean, all of the things there are free is not the right word, but included in the conference fees. And we have today a program going up to 6 o'clock. And also tomorrow we have a program, which is afterwards until 4 p.m. And there will be actually a small change still. I just heard that one presentation here, the Rodrigo de la Cruz there, she couldn't make it there. I think it's kind of illness here. We will drop this presentation here and try the other things a little bit further up there. I think it's no big movement of the program, but if you want to watch for a certain slot, then therefore it's a little bit earlier for the other presentations. Yeah, this two things more. I think it's also Paul want to say something, and also Stefan.
So also welcome from my end. Thanks for having so many of you here. As for the most important, most significant details, lunch, right? So we're going to walk downstairs, which is called Library Cafe, together as a group. You can leave your. So I cannot lock this room. Yeah, so whatever is in this room, this is, so to say, public space, considered public space. So therefore, you would have to, I can arrange for some lockup, so to say, in the break. But if you are truly concerned about your personal belongings, then take them with you. There is some space also to practice downstairs. That said, as for lunch program, so our master of ceremony, I mean, it's as free as in sponsored also, right? Bernd Simon and his colleagues from Knowledge Markets. Knowledge Markets is kindly sponsoring this event also. It's your contributions, obviously, but also Knowledge Markets. So thanks for this, and thanks for our sponsors. Lunch, the menu will be announced later on, but we don't have any of those famous Viennese dishes. We have another famous dish, Eiernockerl and chili con carne. So this is the most important detail to share with you. And finally, I also wanted to say there's not only Einspänner, and etc. There's also a coffee creation called Neumann in Vienna. It's actually I guess it's a melange, so to say, with an extra shot of spirit. I was curious. speaking of, you have noticed if you have problems with Wi-Fi access, you've seen the sheets covered on the table, so reach out to your neighbor that is already connected. There are also these patches, the TK9 logo patches, right? They are also provided by my daughter. Yesterday we were watching the football game and she was doing these buttons as well. Okay. That's her contribution.
Yes. I have to bring sad news to the TK community. Some of you already know that Arnold Wiedemann passed away in March this year. He was 73. He died during a holiday trip in Southern America. Arnold was not only a long-time tickler, he was a good friend of mine and us. We had more than 20 years our Munich tickler user group, and especially Arnold helped organizing. Well, not only he, but his wife and his sons helped organizing four Eurotickles in Munich. And besides making large words, I have prepared some images, some impressions from previous Eurotickle, so everybody who knew him can have a minute of silence and remember the good times we have with him. Strasbourg, so Arnold, rest in peace, you've done lots for the TK community. Thank you for your sympathy.
Thank you.